Gravity, 23rd of August 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well on this Sunday morning. So first link today is over on tyso.org, which is projects.tynsoe.org /en/geektool. Geektool is a little application which allows you to layer onto your desktop the ability to monitor things that are going on your system. So it might be you're monitoring certain logs, or you want to have a monitoring your uptime to see your loads, maybe looking at your bandwidth usage or memory availability. And what's cool about it is very similar to some of the applications that I used to have on Windows, where it can be a transparent window. So you can literally have this stuff on your desktop. It's super nerdy, it's super geeky, it's for people who, you know, actively live in the command line. But also it looks pretty neat. You can keep an eye on stuff as it's coming in. You can monitor your firewall, log file. And if you've got a massive monitor, if you're sort of 21, 24, 30 inch and upwards, you can pretty much get all of these different stats on your screen at one time. You have it on your spare monitor. So at a quick glance, you can see what's going on in your system. It's for Mac 10.5 and above. And I'm not sure if it's free or not, but it's very, very cool. Go and have a look at the screenshots of it. It's in RC5, so it's getting very close to a release version now. That's why I mentioned it. Next link today is over on jumpingbeansoftware.com. A group of guys have finally done something that I was looking forward to a long time ago, and that is offsite backup that complements Time Machine. So the way that Time Machine works is Time Machine is an integrated thing into Leopard, Mac OS X Leopard. You literally click one button and select a destination, so you'd have a backup drive somewhere in your machine and you can back up your drive. What they've done is they've made it so that you can have offsite backups, and it uses Amazon S3. Now, since I found Carbonite is a lot better at backing up because you pay, I think it was $50, something like that, for a year, and it's unlimited. Whereas you have to pay for the amount of bandwidth you use and the amount of storage you use on S3. It's going to come down. Obviously, the price is going to get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. But I thought this was a good deal, $25 for the software. And it complements Time Machine, so you literally just select, Time Machine, this software, then ports all of your stuff to S3, and they've even built into this compression and intelligent filtering, keeping backups low. I don't know what the intelligent filtering means. I'd have to have a look at that. But they go through all the prices of how much it would be to store stuff there. They're going on here, backing up 20 gigs worth of personal data would cost about $1 to upload and about $2 per month ongoing to store and uploading files that have changed. Also, what's nice about this is it automatically protects it with 256-bit AES encryption. And this intelligent filtering automatically filters out files that do not need to be backed up, such as cache files, temporary files, contents of your trash, stock system files, and in addition to levering filters you've already configured for Time Machine, you can exclude files, folders, files larger than a certain size, etc. Pretty neat. And you can literally install this on any Mac and restore it back, very similar to Carbonite and what was the other one that I used to use? SugarSync. Next link today is over on Creative Use, spelt with a K, KREATIVUSE.com. This is a really nice laid out site, very, very simple. They go through examples of how to get, you know, textures of a book cover on Photoshop. They've linked to some icons. It's like a roundup for a designer for a little bit of inspiration, really. So you've got little bits of JavaScript code, you've got a little bit of information on a portfolio of a freelance illustrator, and it's just a nice little site to have in the RSS feed reader, in Google Reader, so that you can get some inspiration from it. Next link today is something very similar to the way that Apple do the App Store, but this is for the Mac. It's called appbodega.com, and it's this cute little application. It's only 4 meg. You download it, and it gives you a whole group of different categories of files. So you've got, you know, audio, business, design, graphics, etc., etc., widgets, video, all that sort of stuff. And they basically review them. They've got little screenshots of the software, what it does, and they have like a new and featured section. So as soon as new applications come out, they feature it on here, which is quite nice. App Store for your Mac, pretty cool. Next link is over on Sasquatch. Can't pronounce the URL, sorry. I'll put it in the show notes. It's called Carousel, the iPhone spin counter. Now, this is just neat. I don't think it's very useful, but I just think it's neat to show the power of the iPhone's accelerometer. You fire up Carousel, it starts off with a zero, and then as you spin your phone, it works out how many revolutions the phone has done, and it counts up on the counter on the middle of the screen the amount of turns it's done. What's clever about it is as it turns, the actual number stays solid. So the number is turning with the speed of the phone. So the number is always static in the middle and it's just counting up. It's just really, really cool. Go and have a look at the little Vimeo video that's included with it. And then finally today, PhotoshopLady.com, she's put together a list of 50 stunning text effect Photoshop tutorials. I always like to revisit the text stuff. There's some incredible stuff that people are doing with filters on text, and they don't look lame anymore. One of my favorites is the milk typography. I think that's just insane that they've got like these splashes at the top, like milk's just been poured into it. I think that's awesome. And if you can't get inspiration from that for a logo design, then you might as well give up and get somebody else to do it. That's it for today. Thanks a lot. See you later. Bye.